जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। जय प्रभुपादा प्रभुपादा शिला प्रभुपादा, प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद। Shila Prabhupada ki, si si Panchatadva ki, si si Radha Madhava Astasa ki Vrinda ki, si Prahlad Nisinghadev Bhagavan ki, Shila Prabhupada ki. All glories to all the assembled devotees, all glories to all the assembled devotees, all glories to all assembled devotees, all glories to si Guru and si Gauranga. Shila Prabhupada ki jai. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 24, which is the last chapter of this canto, and we are going to finish it today because we are chanting from 54 to 61, which is the last one. And the chapter is entitled Matsya, the Lord's Fish Incarnation. heavy. Si su caubacha. Oh, it's probably it's 61 written on the board. Okay. Iti uttavantam ripatim bhagavam adipurusa matsyarupi mahambodo viharam stadvam abravit. Sukadeva Goswami continued, when Satyavrata had thus prayed to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who had assumed the form of a fish, the Lord, while moving in the water of inundation, explain to him the absolute truth. Purana Samhitam Divyam Sankhya Yoga Kriyavatim Satyavratasyan Rajarser Atma Guhyamasesata. The Supreme Personality of Godhead thus explained to King Satyavrata the spiritual science known as Sankhya Yoga, the science by which one distinguishes between matter and spirit, in other words, Bhakti Yoga. So the science of distinguishing from matter to spirit is ultimately Bhakti Yoga. Along with the instructions contained in the Puranas, the old histories, and the Samhitas, the Lord explained himself in all these literatures, which means that all literatures are talking about him. This is what he's saying. Not directly, but it is saying. Because he says, the Lord explained himself in all these literatures. Verse 56. Asraosit rishibi sakam atma tatvam asamsayam navyasino bhagavata proktam brahma sanatanam. While sitting in the boat, King Satyavrata, accompanied by great saintly persons, listened to the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in regard to self-realization. These instructions were all from the eternal Vedic literature, Brahmas. Thus the king and sages had no doubt about the absolute truth. So Satyavrata and other saintly persons were in the boat that the Lord already had foretold that it was going to appear a boat. And Matsya, Lord Matsya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is in the ocean. And from the ocean, he's talking to King Satyavrata and the Vaishnavas, the devotees who were with him. So this is the picture, no? We can see in the eyes of the heart. Imagine, you are in the ocean. Many times, because I come from an island, I was born in an island, so we had to cross many times the Mediterranean. It was not an ocean, it was just a small sea, peaceful sea, from Mallorca to Barcelona, to Alicante, Valencia, different places in Spain. Other people go also to France from there. So we always depend on a vehicle to reach firm land, let's say, no? So King Satyavrata was there in the middle of the ocean of devastation, and Matsyavatar is talking to him and his associates from within the water, like a fish. He played that role. He is very funny, the Lord. He has very good sense of humor and a lot of creativity. So, 57. Atita pralaya paya uta utitaya savedase hadvasuram haya grivam vedam pratyaharat dari. At the end of the last inundation, during the period of Swayambhuva Manu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead killed a demon named Hayagriva and delivered all the Vedic literatures to Lord Brahma when Lord Brahma awakened from sleeping. That's, he's so considerate. He waited for the Lord Brahma to awake. He didn't throw a bucket of water. What are you doing in my wake up? No. although we may be very unqualified, the Lord is very patient and is unlimitedly patient. I can't remember my spiritual masters, how patient they are, and all the devotees who are guiding me in this path towards the supreme destination. No? So they are very wonderful representatives of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because here Lord Matsya is showing how tolerant and patient and considerate he is. So this is also the heart of our spiritual masters. They are very, very patient. They are not in a hurry. They are already in Krishna consciousness. So there is no need to be in a hurry, you know. This doesn't mean that we should become complacent and, okay, my spiritual master is very patient, so I can lie down and sleep eternally, you know. But here it is said, no, that the Lord wait for Lord Brahma to awake from his sleep. I don't know where I was. Oh, yeah. 58. Satu Satyavrato Raja Gyana Vigyana Samyuta Visno Prasadat Kalpesmin Asit Vaisvavato Manuhu. Translation. King Satyavrata was illuminated with all Vedic knowledge by the mercy of Lord Vishnu, and in this period he was now taken birth as Vaisvavata Manu, the son of the Sun God. Sorry, these two words for me are very similar. The son of the Sun God. Purport. Srila Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur gives his verdict that Satyavrata appeared in the Chakshusha Manvantara when the Chakshusha Manvantara ended. The period of Vaisvasvata Manu began. By the grace of Lord Vishnu, Satyavrata received instructions from the second fish incarnation and was thus enlightened in all spiritual knowledge. Verse 59. Satyavratasya rajaser maya matsyasya sangina samvadam mahat akyanam shrutvam mucheta kilbisat. This story concerning the great king Satyavrata and the fish incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, is a great transcendental narration. Anyone who hears it is delivered from the reactions of sinful life. So here we are coming into these two verses that hold benedictions from all of us and all of, because we've been reading and listening at this amazing story of the appearance of Lord Matsya. So we can repeat. This story concerning the great king Satyavrata and the fifth incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, is a great transcendental narration. Anyone who hears it is delivered from the reactions of sinful life. So now we are purified, completely purified from all our past sins, and the challenge is to remain on the track. And as Srila Prabhupada would often say, be Krishna conscious 24 hours a day, always. So this means now, 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 all the time. Yesterday we had, after the class, a very nice gathering here with Prabhu Jananivas and other devotees who were around. No? And we were just talking about the presence of the Lord, Paramatma, within the heart, and so men going deeper. And a devotee asked, where is he standing? Is he resting in the lotus? Is he floating? Sometimes we hear he's floating, but we see a lotus here. We have this beautiful, gorgeous painting of Lord Mahavishnu, and we can see that his lotus feet are upon the lotus flower. How lucky this lotus flower is. I mean, always the dust of the Lord upon the dust of its pollen, no? Very appropriate, the pollen of the flower with the dust of the Lord's lotus feet, no? So like this, we need to become Krishna conscious and meditate upon what we are reading. Yesterday, with a friend, we started, very dear friend, I know her from Spain, she's here now, well, since long. And we have started reading the Krishna book. And we are reading it with the purpose of visualizing what we are reading, as if we would gonna paint, and it might happen, we were gonna paint some paintings on what we are reading, because in the book we are reading, the Krishna book is an old edition, and it has one painting for each chapter. But only one painting for each chapter. Could there be so many paintings, no? So I don't know what's going to happen, but we have started reading, and it's so beautiful, no, to read in association of devotees, and with intention to have the impressions of the Lord within our meditation, within our heart, no? So this is the blessing, no? We read together and we come into the pastime of the Lord. This is the real blessing, to come into, not just remain as an armchair reader, no? No, we need to enter into the pastimes of the Lord. So this, I don't know if I have, no. This is verse 60 that says, another benediction. We can embrace it within the heart. One who narrates this description of the Matsya incarnation and King Satyavrata will certainly have all his ambitions fulfilled. Amazing. And he will undoubtedly return home back to Godhead. And we are all narrating, because without listeners there is no narration. So we hear in the negative sense that the person who commits murder and the one who supports it and so on, they are all implicated, you say, in the action. But what to speak about this, no? We are reading, listening, commenting, and it's a teamwork, no? It's not just one person. So the benediction is for everyone who comes into it. No? We only need to listen or narrate whatever our service might be with full rapt attention, Srila Prabhupada mentions very beautifully. Rapt attention, which means with the heart. And verse 61, that is in the board, the verse for today. One thing, I don't know if other speakers, but I feel, because I heard my spiritual master once talking about that the Bhagavatam, the scripture, should always be higher than the speaker. And I feel uncomfortable. It's not also uncomfortable because it is very hard from the eyes, and I have a hard time to see, especially old persons. But especially because is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he should stand higher. Then maybe because this, I don't know, but anyway. I don't know if someone is considering this, but I felt the need to mention, no? The Bhagavatam should be higher than the speaker. So the mantra is like that. Pralaya prayasida tu subta sakter mukebya. Shruti ganam apanitam pratyupadatta hatva. Ditiya makata yadyo brahma satya vratanam. Tamahamaki lahetum jihmami nam natusmi. Pralaya payasidatu subtasakter mukhevya. Srutinganam apanitam pratyupada tatahatva. Sorry. Dijita makalta yadyo brahma satya vratanam. Tamaham akila hetun jigma minam natosmi. Pralaya payasi datu sutta sakter mukhebhya. Shrutinganam apanitam pratyupada datahatva. Dita mahakata yadyo brahma satya vratanam. Tamaham akila hetun jigma minasam natosmi. Pralaya payasi datu sutta sakter mukhebhya. Shruti ganam apanitam pratyupada datahatva. Dijita makata yadyo brahma satya vratanam. Tamaham akila hetun jigma minam natosmi. Pralaya payasi datu sutta sakter mukhebhya. Shruti ganam apanitam pratyupada tahatva. Dijita makata yadyo brahma satya vratanam. Tamaham akila hetun jigma minam natosmi. Yayasidatu sutta sakter mukhebhyah. Shruti ganam apanitam pratyupada tahatva. Dijita makata yadyo brahma satya vratanam. Tamaham akila hetun jigma minam natosmi. Vaisnavis? Pralaya payasi datu sutta sakter mukhebhya. Shruti ganam apanitam pratyupada tahatva. Dijita makata yadyo brahma satya vratanam. Tamaham akila hetun jigma minam natosmi. Pralaya payasi datu sutta sakter mukhebhya. Shruti ganam apanitam pratyupada tahatva. Dijita makatayat yo brahma satyavratanam. Tamaham akila hetun jigmami nam natosmi. Pralaya payasi. In the water of inundation. Datuhu. From Lord Brahma. Subta Shakte. Who was inert because of sleeping. Mukevyaha, from the mouths, is plural, more than one mouth. Srutiganam, Vedic records. Apyanitam, stolen. Pradyupadata, gave back to him. Hatva, by killing. Digitam, the great demon. Akatayat, explained. Yaha, one who. Brahma, Vedic knowledge. Satyavratanam, for the enlightenment of Satyavrata and the great saintly persons. Tam, unto him. Aham, I. Akilahetum, unto the cause of all causes. Jigmaminam, appearing as appearing as and pretending as to be a great fish. Sorry. Natasmi, I offer my respectful obeisances. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who pretended to be a gigantic fish, who restored the Vedic literature to Lord Brahma, when Lord Brahma awakened from sleep, and who explained the essence of Vedic literature to King Satyavrata and the great saintly persons. We can repeat if you like. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who pretended to be a gigantic fish, who restored the Vedic literature to Lord Brahma, when Lord Brahma awakened from sleep, and who explained the essence of Vedic literature to King Satyavrata and the great saintly persons. Purport. Here is a summary of Satyavrata's meeting with the fish incarnation of Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu's purpose was to take back all Vedic literatures from the demon Hayagriva and restore them to Lord Brahma. Incidentally, by his causeless mercy, the Lord spoke with Satyavrata. The word Satyavratanam is significant because it indicates that those on the level of Satyavrata can take knowledge from the Vedas delivered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whatever is spoken by the Supreme Lord is accepted as Veda, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, Vedanta Krit, Vedavit. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the compiler of all Vedic knowledge, and he who knows the purport of the Vedas. Therefore, anyone who takes knowledge from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, or from Bhagavad Gita as it is, knows the purpose of the Vedas, Vedaicha Sarvair Aham Eva Vedya. One cannot understand Vedic knowledge from the Veda Vada Ratas, who read the Vedas and misconstrue their subject matter. One has to know the Vedas from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 8th canto, 24th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Matsya, the Lord's Fish Incarnation. Omangyanati Miranda Sya Gyananjana Salakaya Chaksurum Militanyena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitanyena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Siguru Siyuta Padakamalam Sigurum Vaisnavamscha Si rupam sagrayatam sahana ragunatam vitam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam si radha krishna padam sahagana lalita si visakam vitamscha he krishna karuna sindhu dinabando jagatpate gopesa gopika kanta radha kanta namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishvari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I beg your permission and blessings to be of some service and to please the lotus feet of Siguru and Gauranga and in whatever capacity to all of you. So, this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, as always it is, but here in this verse especially, it's so beautiful. It's funny because I was very disappointed when I was asked to give class. I calculated which verse I was going to read. Of course, obviously I did it wrong. And I thought it was another verse, just a short verse with short purport and clear topic. I thought, okay. And then I came into reading, and when the verses that I got, and when I reached the purport of 58, Srila Visvana Chakravarti Thakur gives the verdict, Satyavata appearing, the Chakshusamanvantar, and then Chakshusamanvantar ended, then the period of ice, and I was, oh no, no, I don't want to read all this, I cannot enter into all these concepts, so complicated. I was not, because I have not been here the whole time, since you started this chapter, so I was feeling very confused. And then I remembered the topics of the lectures these days, and some of the devotees were talking about surrender. And I thought, okay, it is all about surrendering, so I have to accept. And I accepted, and then I was, wow, two benedictions, because I was about to call Vakreshwari. I said, please tell Prabhu that I cannot do this. I was going to call her to talk with him. But I said, no, 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 I'm going to do that. I'm going to surrender. I'm going to try, at least. No. And there are benedictions. And this last verse is also a benediction. All words are benedictions in Bhagavatam. It says, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To offer obeisances to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is a privilege and a benediction. Not everyone can do that. Of course, everyone is welcome, but it's a privilege. It's a benediction in itself. And then look at that. It's full of rasa also. Who pretended to be a gigantic fish? He pretended. He didn't have to be a fish. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the all-attractive. Of course, in his incarnation as a fish, he was also fascinatingly attractive, no? But he just plays a game, no? Because he wanted to catch the attention of Satyavrata, who had been performing many austerities, and obviously the Lord was very satisfied with him. So he appeared as a fish. He pretended to be a fish, because he is not, and he is also. And there he was, Satyavrata, offering oblations. He had been fasting of water and like that. And he was offering oblations to the river, to the water where he was. And all of a sudden, this is not very common. I love swimming and I love water, bodies of water. And it has never happened that, and in the Ganga we also go, it has never happened that when putting the hands to throw water to my friends or whatever, or to offer the water to Mother Ganga, it never happened that a fish came into my hand. So these things happen. We hear also some devotees who got silas in their hands, no? So my King Satyavrata put his hands, that was a beautiful fish, not just a common fish, it was a small, it fit in his hands, golden, with a horn, little horn. Ooh. But he was practicing his austerities, so I don't know if he threw it or he was about to throw it, and then Lord Masya talked to him. Imagine, not only he got a fish, but the fish started talking to him in his hands. So the fish starts telling to him, no, please don't throw him into the water. There are many big fish and they are going to eat me. Please, you're a king, you should protect me. Don't throw me back. And it is, I read something and I read that he put it in a jar, but he did it for himself. He didn't do it for the fish. And it happens to me sometimes. Well, I keep the house clean because I don't like ants and I don't like bugs at all. So I keep it clean and the kitchen also dry because otherwise the ants come to drink. So I generally keep it clean, but sometimes happens that ants come. And sometimes I have to say that sometimes I just wipe them out. And that's not good. But sometimes I see a little spider with a broken leg that is trying to move. And I am not sure if I feel compassion for the spider, but I don't like to be nasty to her. So I do it for her. I don't like to look at her. She's suffering. So I do it for me because I don't want to be so, I think, why I wipe the ends? I am such a hurry, no hurry, no, just make another arrangement. So I take a cloth, take the spider, and with the cloth, I take it through the window, no? So this is what happened to Maharaj Satyavrata. He did it for himself. He didn't think so much about the fish. But the fish kept on calling his attention. And when he put it, when Maharaj Satyavrata put it in the jar, within the jar, he started talking again and talking, no. Well, talking, obviously, was a kind of talking because he expanded and became bigger. So he didn't fit there anymore. So please move me to another space. This is too small. So King Satyavrata kept on moving the fish from the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Imagine, no? He had him in his own hands. The Lord becomes purchased with bhakti. That's the only thing. So he was in the hands of Satyavrata. Imagine, no? It is the Lord is also in our hands when we worship him. He's so merciful. So finally the Lord went, Satyavrata threw him back to the ocean, and he became so many miles big, so large, no? So this is, Prabhupada in the purpose says that Satyavratanam is very significant. And let's read it. He says, the word Satyavratanam is significant because it indicates that those on the level of Satyavrata can take knowledge from the Vedas delivered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the level of Satyavrata, of course, the name Satyavrata speaks so much. Satya, truth. Vrata, vow. So this is our vow. Actually, when we take initiation, that should be our consciousness. From now on, Krishna, I'm yours. I'm meant to be yours, and I am yours, and I give myself to you, please accept me. No? This is the chanting of the Mahamantra also. No? So, Satya Vratanam. And this is a spiritual master. The spiritual master is not a body. Actually, Prabhupada became very upset when, in the beginning days, the devotees made a poster announcing that Prabhupada was going to offer a special program. And they wrote, I don't know the words exactly, but they wrote, this man is so, I don't know if they said, this man is from India or this man something. And he became very upset. He said, the spiritual master is not a man. The spiritual master is truth. So this is spiritual master. And that's why Srila Prabhupada wants us, all of us, to be spiritual masters, because a spiritual master is truth. And Srila Prabhupada doesn't want us to live in ignorance. So this is our challenge, 24 hours challenge a day. We need to remember Krishna. Not only when he comes like a gorgeous fish, golden fish with a horn, no, or when he comes like a gulab jamun, or no, not only then, no. Sometimes the husband comes home and he's been so busy, working so hard to maintain the family, giving all his energy to maintain the family, and he comes and he's so tired, and because we are human, sometimes the husband doesn't talk gently to the wife. It's not that he wants to be nasty with him, maybe with her, maybe yes, but but it shouldn't be for that, no, but because he's tired and talks roughly to her. And ladies, we are very sensitive and we perceive that, and then instead of understanding, we become upset, and then there he is talking roughly. He's not doing anything wrong to us, just talking roughly because this life is rough. And then the wife, why are you talking to me like that? And then, no. We should not worship our husband, our spiritual master, our neighbors, when they come with a gulab jamun. Oh, my dear wife, this summer we are going to go to that gorgeous temple that you were always willing to go and visit. And then the wife is so happy. Of course we are happy if something like that happens. And it should happen, no? It should happen amongst us, amongst husband and wife, and amongst friends, no? Amongst children and parents, no? But also when the mercy of the Lord comes in the form of, I call it, Karela. Because when I came here and I had Karela for the first time in my life, ooh, it was a shock because I didn't expect. I had never taken something so bitter in my whole life. I didn't know what to do. Throw it out? I could not. It's Mahaprasada. And here everything is Mahaprasada. I could not do that. I had to swallow very unwillingly. But later on we hear that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu loves Karela so much, Sri Krishna loves Karela so much, Srimati Radharani loves Karela so much, the Vaishnavas likes Karela so much. And then we say, okay, I'm going to do an attempt, and we try. So, that's not so bad. Of course, we know already that it's bitter. The first time was a shock for me. And then we come to love Karela. I love Karela. I love it. I really love it. It's so good. And then we hear it's good for the liver and so many things. So honoring the Lord's mercy is always good, no matter in which way it comes. In Christian marriages, I'm sure also in Vedic ones, I was so overwhelmed by nervousness when I got married that I didn't know what was happening. But we hear that we vow to be married in good and in bad, not only for the good, but also for the bad. So when our friends, our husband, our wife comes with a bad day and talks to us, no, Prabhu, what are you doing? Are you doing? Whatever she may say, or he may say, he can always say, oh, my dear Prabhu, I think you have had a very hard day today. How can I make it easier for you? Is there any way I can do it easier for you? Please let me know, because I really would like to be of some service, be of some utility. And this is becoming Krishna conscious, because Krishna is there. And look, no, he's coming with a blessing. Karela is a blessing. No, tough times are a blessing, because it gives us a chance to develop within me what I don't have. I came here in this material world because of lusty desires and envy, so I need to come to the platform of love and appreciation, admiring the devotees. Look, this Vaishnava is working so hard, this Prabhu or this lady, no? And how can I help you? Can I make your day easier? So we also honor Karela as the mercy of the Lord, no? So I always write notes and it's hard for me to read. So this is, and we haven't finished. That was, no? Who pretended to be a gigantic fish and who restored the Vedic literature to Lord Brahma when Lord Brahma awakened from sleep. No, that we already commented in the previous verse. No, the Lord is so merciful, so compassionate. He waited for Lord Brahma to awaken. He didn't disturb his rhythm. He didn't disturb. We made him, oh, if I, Krishna would be in front of me, I will be awake. Lord Brahma was sleeping, and there he was, the Lord. Actually, the Lord is always present. There is no moment, no space without the Lord. Yesterday we were talking how the Lord is within the heart of all living entities, and also within the atom. And then I remember, he is also within, in between atom and atom. So this room is really crowded. The Supreme Lord is all around us. All around us, we are being touched by the Lord. An atom is here, an atom is here. The Lord is everywhere. There is nothing without Him. So, and who explained the essence of Vedic literature to King Satyavrata and the great saintly persons. See, he came into his hand and he started talking to him. And then he told him, don't worry, everything is going to be devastated, but a boat is going to come and there will be everything in there and all the saintly persons and all the herbs and everything needed. And I will come. He promised he would come. And from within the water, he touched to Satyavrata. Oh, no. Hare Krishna. All this knowledge. I had also prepared some reflections on Radhastami, because nobody has told me, but Prabhupada is telling here. Because at the end, Prabhupada writes, this commentation has been finished in our New Delhi Center today, the 1st of September of 1976, the day of Radhastami, by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the Acharyas. He's giving example. By the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the Acharyas. He doesn't say, because I've been working so hard, not sleeping at night. Not at all. He doesn't mention, nor even he considers that. He gives all credit to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his spiritual master, and the Acharyas. And he keeps on. And he mentions, this is what he is bringing into life. Tandera, where it is? I lost it. Tandera charana sevi bhakta sanevas janame janame hai ei abilas, which means, the Bengalis don't need the translation, this is my desire, that birth after birth I may live with those devotees who serve the lotus feet of the six Goswamis. And Srila Prabhupada is showing the example. In all moments, he would always give the credit to his spiritual master. And today also is the appearance day of Srimati Thakurani. And today I found Lord Advaita Acharya especially sweet and attractive. I was looking at his turban. I never saw his turban in that way as today, with purple and black. It's not that he doesn't wear these colors, but it was arranged in a very nice way. I found like if it would be petals. Anyway, it was very beautiful. And today is the appearance day of his eternal consort, Srimati Sita Thakurani. and I took some notes also about her. And so it's the time, it's 9 o'clock. So if you have any questions, there is still 2 minutes. Yes? Okay. Because I don't hear much.
Hare Krishna. You can talk about Sita Thakurani for a minute.
What?
You can talk about Sita Thakurani for a minute because you already prepared anyway.
Okay. I got a few things about her. I just can't read it because Srimati Sita Thakurani is the eternal wife of Sri Advaita Acharya. They got married at Puliya Nagar. She was the daughter of Sri Nisinha Baduri. After the wedding, Advaita Acharya went to Nadiya to live in Shantipur. On the eve of his son's advent, Sri Jagannath Misra, seeing the imminent signs of his child's arrival, sent word to Advaita Acharya in Shantipur that the long-awaited child was being born, because Advaita Acharya had been praying for him to come. So it was long-awaiting time, waiting for him. No, they were waiting for him. Advaita Acharya himself was, I mean, he was broken-hearted seeing the situation of that, those days, no, because he prayed for him, and somehow Jagannath Misra knew that they were friends. And he sent a message to him. Hearing the news of the advent of this unprecedented child, Advaita Acharya floated in the waves of ecstasy, and with Sri Haridas Thakur, he went to bathe in the river. After much dancing and singing, Advaita Acharya sent his wife to go quickly to Mayapur in Navadvip, in a palanquin covered with cloth and accompanied by maidservants, Sita Thakurani came to the house of Jagannath Misra. So we can see, no, she was being carried by 4 strong men, and her friends were with her, probably also in palanquins, because it's a long walk from Shantipur to Navadvip. So Sita Thakurani came to the house of Jagannath Misra. Thus, Advaita Acharya's wife, Sita Devi, who is worshipable by the Lord, by the whole world, taking permission of her husband, went to see that topmost child with all kinds of gifts and presents. We know, no? She was carrying bangles and bracelets of gold, silver, new cloth, saris for Srimati Sachidevi, also presents for Lord, for Sri Jagannath Misra, no? We are in such a personal family. We are personalists, and devotees are really personal, no? She came so with so many presents. So Sita Thakurani was always absorbed in Vatsalya Prema for Sri Gaurasundar Prabhu, and out of parental concern, used to instruct Jagannath Misra on how to care for the boy. Srimati Sita Thakurani is to be worshipped just as much as Sachi Devi herself, as the mother of the universe. This is something I meditate when we chant our prayers, how Lord Chaitanya is the maintainer of the universe. And I meditate like that, and I think that, well, what it comes to me is probably I have heard it and I don't remember, or I don't know. But what it comes to me is, of course, he's the maintainer of the universe, because without the chanting of the holy name, the whole planet would go to, I don't know, ruination. Sorry, it takes long. Is it just, we already let half of it. She blessed the newborn child by placing fresh grass and paddy on his head while saying, "May you be blessed with a long duration of life," by being afraid, but because she was afraid of ghosts and witches, she gave the child the name Nimai. Then Sita Thakurani, being honored by Mother Sachi and Jagannath Misra, was greatly happy within her mind, and thus she returned home. I don't know if we should finish. We passed 3 minutes, few, just a little bit more. From that date on, Sita Thakurani would often come to Mayapur from Shantipur in order to teach Achimata how to care for the new baby. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas and went to live in Jagannath Puri, Sri Advaita Acharya and Sita Thakurani used to go and visit him each year, bringing their son Achyutananda with them. On one such occasion, Sita Thakurani prepared some of the Lord's favorite preparation for him and invited him to their home to take lunch. Simply because to increase Sita Thakurani's ecstasy, Lord Chaitanya accepted. No? And it said that, it's a little bit more, but to finish, Sita Thakurani had three sons named Achyutananda, Krishna Mishra, and Gopal Mishra, who were followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sita Thakurani ki, Sri Radhastami, which is coming very soon, ki jai, may we, there are prayers, if you, there is a prayer, Srila Prabhupada, I had some quotes of Prabhupada, very beautiful, if you allow me, so at least we can read the prayer that Srila Prabhupada says that we can offer on Radhastami. What it is? It is, we can pray to Srimati Radharani. Today is the auspicious day of Radharani's appearance, so we should offer Pushpanjali and pray to Radharani that, Radharani, kindly tell about me to your Krishna. To your Krishna, this is Prabhupada. Krishna is yours. Krishna, Radha Krishna. Krishna is not independent. Krishna is Radharani's property, so you have to approach Krishna through Radharani. Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Sri Guru and Gauranga, actually everything is thanks to